You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Under the Affordable Care Act, insurers can no longer deny people coverage based on their health status. But nobody said anything about charging sick people more for their drugs. A new report out today finds that if you buy insurance on the exchanges created under Obamacare and you need access to HIV medications, you may find yourself on the hook for much of the cost. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
In a report from the firm Avalir, more than half of mid-range plans on the exchanges don't cover the 10 most commonly prescribed HIV regimens. Lead researcher Caroline Pearson says her work suggests insurers are trying to keep the sick people away.
If you're a health plan and you're competing against other plans in the market, if you have a lot of HIV patients enrolled in your plan, you're losing money. So there are really very clear business incentives here.
To Pearson, this is how the new insurance game is played under the ACA. Design plans with high out-of-pocket costs that encourage expensive patients to knock on someone else's door. Perhaps the clearest example, says Harvard's Robert Greenwald, is how insurers are switching consumers from a flat copay fee to coinsurance, where a person pays a percentage of their medication.
The insurers are saying, oh, we can't keep people off. We can't charge people higher premiums. I've got it. Let's change the way we do coinsurance.
Greenwald considers these practices a violation of new civil rights protections under the ACA. But John Bertko, an insurance actuary with 40 years in the business, says these practices are less about discrimination than they are about getting good deals from pharma. Remember, says Bertko, every health plan must offer some HIV drugs, but not all of them.
The question really is, do people really need every one of those drugs, or can plans be able to bargain a bit?
Bertko says limiting access to drugs is one of the few ways insurers can negotiate with drug companies. He says if a consumer really needs a certain drug, they should appeal. And most times, he says, the consumer will win. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.